You really don't know. I've had people say, oh, I like my insurance company. Oh, have you had a claim? No. Well, trust me, people. You don't know who your insurance company or how good your insurance company is until you have a claim.
And I do believe you get what you pay for, but you need to check what you're paying to make sure you're not paying a ridiculous amount, a fair amount.
Right.
And what Liz just said is, not only is it stupid to pay a bunch of extra money you don't have to, but to make sure that you're not paying double or, and it's literally
for the same coverage.
Because, like you said, me and you've been in this a long time, and a long time ago, it kind of was. If you liked the person, that was good because they were kind of all the same, and that's not even we're close to true now.
That is so nowhere close to.
And bundling,
right?
You know, I know y'all do that.
Yeah, you get a significant discount on your home if you bring your autos with you to us, and you get a discount on your autos when you bundle it with your home. So all in all, there's
win-win.
A very, very significant discount to have those two bundled together.
And along
with RVs and boats and all that. So there's discounts that follow each.
Well, and to make sure you get the right insurance for you. Different people, you know, because I know a lot of the companies, especially on rent properties right now, are trying to do away with the hell deal on rent properties. That's a big thing. Yeah, she's looking at me like, what are you talking about? You're not one of them. But I just know that because people have brought it to me. Well, you need hell insurance in San Angelo.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to happen on your cars, on your houses.
Oh, they would love to not include that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, it's not that much cheaper. It's cheaper, but it's not worth it. So you got to make sure, this is so much cheaper. Make sure it's apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're getting the same thing.
Absolutely.
And doing it because I still remember what was the replacement cost.
Exactly. Full replacement cost. And most mortgage companies will watch and make sure that that's the policy that comes through for that loan. It has to be replacement cost.
But not on their stuff inside.
Oh, true that.
Yes,
that is very true. Oh, and what would have happened, Scott, if you would not have had water coverage or full replacement cost on your possessions when your little mishap happened a couple of months ago?
I don't know. It would have been disastrous.
Yeah.
So, but you do. You got to have good insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do it, it pays off. But again, I ask you, and I'll be honest, let's take cars. Can we do cars on the show?
Sure.
Yes, we can. It's our show, isn't it?
That's right.
But in my deductible, I think it was $500 or $250. It was real low.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my car insurance is way too much, especially when we added, you get kiddos and you get different people and all that other stuff. And because if I'm going to have a claim for $250 or $500, I'm not going to turn it in. I'm going to tell you right, I'm not going to because I don't want my insurance to get a ding on it.
Sure.
So why have a deductible that low? So I'd raise it up to, what was it, $1,000?
$1,000.
So if it's over $1,000, I'm going to turn it in.
Yeah, your premiums go down, don't they?
Your premiums go way down. and the same deal. I just think that's just smart. So the same with your house, I would think the same thing. Think what you want to do.
Because
it's 1%.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's typically 1%. The $500 and the $1,000 deductibles have kind of gone away. And very, very common to have one or two. But now, if it depends on the price of your house, I mean, my house is $200,000. I don't want a $4,000 deductible. So two's, comfortable for me.
I learned about how that 1% works the hard way, too.
Yeah, you did.
So, you're like, how could it be? You go, do the math, Scott.
Yeah.
So, but it is. And do that. And just.
Yeah, what if it would have been two?
Yeah. It would have been a lot better. But the thing is to call your insurance agent, sit down with them.
Sure.
And say, hey, help me. Tell me what I'm doing, what I don't
Absolutely.
Know, what I have. Make sure I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, get them to go over everything with you so that you understand.
And let's talk about one thing, because I didn't know this till you said this. I learned all kinds of stuff from her this morning. Dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs are an issue, aren't they?
Boy, I get beat up for that a lot.
And I love my puppy dog.
Everybody does.
Right now. I mean, so.
Everybody does. And, all dogs are precious to us. And they are our kids most of the time. But there's certain breeds that are deemed not by me.
You didn't do this?
I didn't do it. Don't shoot the messenger. But they're deemed by the insurance industry as a whole as being on the aggression list. And if you have one of those breeds, then your insurance...
And what are those breeds? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do. Pit Bull, Rottweiler, and German Shepherds are probably the most common.
Doberman Pinscher?
Doberman's on that list. But I don't hear about Dobermans very often.
I see most German Shepherds you see, I see those being pretty friendly dogs.
German Shepherds?
Yeah.
They're trained to kill.
If you train them.
Police, that's what police officers use for.
Yeah, but I see them pretty sweet. Well, that's any dog.
They're canines.
I mean, I've seen some pit bulls that would just roll over and you rub their belly. So, I mean, I
absolutely
don't think that's.
But again, just like the Stablock.
Chows.
Chows is on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just like the Federal Pacific electrical box, when insurance companies start paying out a lot of money on certain things,
they get rid of them.
It gets their attention.
Yeah, they want it not to insure it.
They want to not do it. They don't want to pay out on it again. Mm. So pit bulls have been the number one breed that the industry as a whole has paid out on because they're more commonly known to attack and put somebody in the hospital.
Yeah, I really had a bad opinion of pit bulls until some of my family members got one.
Oh, no, they're great. I had three
and she's just
pit bull grandchildren.
Yeah, and she's the sweetest dog I've ever been around. So, yeah. But you do need to be aware of it and know that. But also, if you have a rent house, I guess you need to know about that, too.
Yeah, rent houses have a different, completely different policy than a homeowner's.
Yes.
I mean, there's no personal property involved, and that renter needs to get a policy theirself that would cover their possessions in case that house burned down.
Because what was been a huge issue on the national and state level was not the rescue dogs, the ones you can take no matter what, disability dogs.
Oh, yeah,
dogs.
I don't
know what I'm talking about. And people need them, and I understand that.
Sure. So like CNI dogs.
Yeah, or comfort dogs. You know, that's a big deal. And they were saying, well, this dinosaur baby is my comfort dog. Well, that wasn't true. So now there's things to do that where they could get to basically keep their dog in the rent house.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they can actually, they don't even have to have any paperwork or anything.
Well, they do from now.
They do? Good.
Now, that was,
yeah. Because
actually paperwork that's checked up on.
Good.
Because we don't want to take anything to help hurt anybody's health or put them in a situation, but you don't like
but
what
you can't have 18 dogs to comfort you.
Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story. When I sat on the Planning Commission here a few years back, and there was a big dog issue about people could only have so many dogs because people were raising dogs in their backyard, and it was a big deal. I had this lady call me, when I was a little kid here, you know. I still remember her name was Mrs. Wilson. I guess that would kind of make me Dennis the Menace. She said, Scott, you sit on that deal up there, don't you? People are trying to take my dog away. And I said, the Planning Commission, yes, ma'am. And she said, I just want you to know right now, I've known you since you were just a little bitty boy, and you're still not that big. I can't turn you on, just bust your hiney right now. So don't you say, I said, no, ma'am, Miss Wilson, we would never take your dog away. Just let me tell you. I said, but you can't have like five or six of them. She goes, I just have two. I said, that's just perfect. You don't have anything. You don't need to come up there, and you don't need to turn me over your knee either. So we're all good. So I'm just telling you, when you start talking to people's animals,
I know
it gets personal.
I know. And you know, some people don't even want to answer the question. I'll say, do you have a dog? And they'll say, why?
Yeah.
So, and a trampoline. You know, the trampoline's an upcharge because our West Texas winds picks them up and throws them in the neighbor's windows and stuff like that.
In fact, I think, Jeremy, was it you? I had a show and they were talking about the trampoline. It wasn't theirs. They picked it up and it threw it through their roof.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, penetrated the roof.
Yeah, every time we have a big storm, windstorm, we have to put the pictures on Facebook to show people why.
It's amazing.
Well, and here's the thing with us, with our agency. It has to be netted. It can't be, you know, without the net. And it has to be anchored to the ground somehow, like with a strap or a chain or something.
But we both know, especially if you go to Midland, Odessa, or San Angelo.
No, we go check it.
When that wind picks up, though, Lubbock,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if you got it. We've had them pick up carports that are anchored down with I-beams and cement, and it picks them up and tosses them over.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's like that. But good stuff. What the roof's a big deal on the roof. Make sure you get your roof checked.
Absolutely.
Check your electrical.
Yeah, if you're going to sell a house, get those two things checked out before you list it, or you know, just immediately after you list it. Get everything done for the buyers to
pre-check.
To give them a new house.
Well, and it's everybody wants. We sure want everybody safe. That's the number one priority here, is to make sure whether you're selling or buying. And if you know about it, take care of it. And I know it's hard to, especially when you live somewhere for a while, you get used to it. Well, that light switch just never worked, so we just used the other one.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean it's going to be good for selling our house, because they want things to work.
Well, but like you said, this is a safety issue.
Yes, and this is where you can burn.
And and again, you know, if the buyer, you know, the buyer has a slim DTI and they need to be inside a certain dollar amount, then.
Well, Blondie, you've done it once again. We're out of time. But how do they get a hold of you?
Lisa Copeland, a nationwide agency on Sherwood Way, right across the street from this radio station.
Isn't there an 800 number even?
No, but you can dial my number, okay. 469-450-8800.
Folks, we really, really appreciate you listening in. I hope we helped you and learned something. Catch you next Sunday.